The demonstrators wore long black robes, carried fake coffins, and held pictures of innocent victims of drone strikes as they solemnly marched along Thompson Road to the base's gates, where they tapped drums and chanted. The Upstate Coalition to Ground the Drones and End the Wars organized yesterday's protest. Ray Kramer lives in Syracuse and volunteers with the city's Peace Council. She wonders how the U.S. could win hearts and minds in the Middle East while continuing to kill innocent people there.
We get a bad guy, however that is determined. I think that's highly questionable as well. And then we kill 35 civilians as well, and we apologize. And I think that those apologies are sincere. I don't think anybody in the U.S. war machine wants to hurt an innocent.
Kramer adds these apologies remind her of raising her children when they were small.
They did something wrong, and we talked about it, and they apologized. And an hour later, they did it again. And we went through the same routine of the apology, etc. And after a while, I said, don't apologize. The apology is meaningless. If you meant it, you would stop the behavior. Likewise, it's offensive that we keep killing and apologizing and killing and apologizing.
A March Gallup poll finds 65% of Americans believe drones should be used to target suspected terrorists abroad. But anti-war activists like Veterans for Peace member Bruce Gagnon are more focused on the number of innocent lives lost from the strikes. Gagnon labels this terrorism and says the U.S. shouldn't keep its double standard.
Terrorism was wrong in Boston, which I think it was. Then isn't it also wrong when we do the same thing to other people? We glorify this stuff here. We glorify it when we do it. But when someone else does it, it's wrong. It's evil.
Near the rally's end, about 30 protesters lined up in front of the Onondaga County Sheriff's Office's van after being arrested for charges like disorderly conduct, trespassing, and loitering. Valerie Crowder, WAER News.